all beings be happy. May all beings be healthy. May all beings be free from harm. May all beings love life. May all beings awaken. Welcome to another Q Gaudio mini podcast. I pray that you and yours are safe and comfortable, free from economic hardship, and able to get out and do whatever it is you want within the limitations of the universal precept of do as little harm as possible. So today's memory from the Haiku Zendo Chronicles, published in 1973, the Haiku Zendo came out of the Zendo at Marion Derby's house in her living room where Shunyu Suzuki gave the Zen Mind Beginner's Mind lectures. Haiku Zendo was in the garage, had 17 seats, like 17 syllables in a haiku poem. All right, so today's memory is from Jerry Halpern. Most of my time with Suzuki Roshi was at San Francisco or Tassajara. The most important thing I noticed at Haiku Zendo was that he made his constant effort here week after week with very few students, doing his best, spending his time here. One day I drove Roshi to Los Altos from Sokoji. I rang the doorbell around 4 a.m. and he soon came to the door. I was standing on the steps and my car was parked directly in front. He went through the door rather carelessly, pulling the doorknob so that the door swung but did not fully close behind him. I remember when he was here for Chino Sensei's installation. Yoshimura Sensei sat on his left. Chino Sensei sat on his right. At the front of the Zendo, Roshi's remarks were very warm and fairly brief, and they left some room for Chino Sensei to spend time away from Los Altos. Huh. Well, thank you, Jerry. I'm in touch with Jerry right now because you know, the tapes for the Los Altos lectures were mostly lost. And he was around that time when somebody came and they thought they were going to take him to San Francisco. But anyway, we've got a few of them. They discovered some recently at Zen Center. So he and I have been talking about some of those details. Jerry was a guy who had a unique mind at Tassajara. Yeah, I remember when he came there. Well, he didn't just have it at Tassajara, but I remember he told me he was just about, you know, just one little tiny thing to do left to get his PhD in statistics at Stanford. And decided all the heck with it. And, you know, folks, Stan coming to Tassajara. He's done all right, though. But there were people there who had really good minds for figuring things out. And when Tatsugami became the teacher for the first practice period, he was there for three. His first one, Jerry was there. He might have been there for all three of them. He liked Tatsugami. Tatsugami was controversial. I like him. Some people didn't. He had a different style than Suzuki. But anyway, he said the kitchen workers work harder than everybody else. So we got every fifth day off. He said, I want them to get, they should be getting every fourth day off. Maybe that's what happens at Aheiji, where he'd been the Eno in charge of, ceremony and the meditation hall and discipline and stuff like that. So the kitchen had to move from every fifth day off to every fourth day off. Now, they had a schedule up on the wall, you know, with every day what people were working in the kitchen and then what people had a day off. And this moving it to every fourth day off instead of every fifth day, they'd work 3 days and have 1 day off, didn't the kitchen tried to work out that, you know, whoever was in the kitchen then, they couldn't work it out. So Bill Shurtleff, who's very brilliant, said, let me try. And he couldn't do it. Somehow Jerry got a hold of it and he did it. I remember that. That was very impressive. I didn't try. So, if you look up Jerry Halpern, H-A-L-P-E-R-N, on Cuke.com, just write Jerry Halpern in the site search box. You know, I've got various, I've got an interview with him. He, you know what he did? He copied the Haiku Zendo, you know, I've got the Haiku Zendo Chronicles on Cuke.com. He made a PDF of their newsletter, which is very good. And I've got that on Cuke too. So anyway, he's been a friend of Cuke.com's for back into the distant past. And I look forward to him being a friend into the distant future. So, very good. This has been a Cuke Audio mini podcast. I'm DC Puba of Cuke Audio and Cuke Archives, coming to you from sleepy Sonora with Doggett Bandita, Feline Cuchita, and dear lovely Katrinka. We're wishing you and yours and all of us a grand awakening.